No dejaremos que cierren la linda puerta que siempre ha estado abierta a la vida.
This is Warwick Fry with Latin Radical. And today we're talking to Janelle Saffin. Janelle has been recently elected to federal parliament, but she also spent 3 years working with José Ramos Horta, who, as we know, was shot in the second week of February. We don't know yet whether it was a kidnapping or an assassination attempt, and we have on the phone to us today from Parliament House, Janelle Saffin. Janelle, I hope you're enjoying your new post as a representative in the House of Representatives of the federal parliament. And you once worked for José Ramos Horta. When did you become aware of East Timor as an issue?
I became aware some decades ago because of particularly human rights violations. You know, I have some background working in, you know, human rights advocacy, both locally and internationally. So I became aware through that, through my work through Amnesty International. And, you know, also aware of it as a political issue. And, you know, I used to write my amnesty letters and dutifully, you know, that, and yeah, some of them were on East Timor. And also because living in Lismore, there has always been a group of people in our area who were interested in East Timor. So, you know, a combination of the local and the sort of international awareness.
Okay. And you ended up working in East Timor. When did you first go there and why?
I went there in 1999 as an observer in the popular consultation. That was a referendum where the East Timorese people were asked, you know, the question whether they wanted to stay integrated with Indonesia or be independent. And I was with a group of Justice Dowd, John Dowd, the Chancellor of our local university, and a group of other mainly legal colleagues were, yeah, observers.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, and we all know what happened in 1999.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of mayhem broke out after that ballot. And then I went back a few times. I was there in 2002 when they had the independence celebrations. And, you know, what joy when the Secretary General, the then Secretary General of, you know, Kofi Annan, sort of handed over, you know, handed the baton on, so to speak. And then I went there to work in 2004. You know, I was in the Legislative Council from, I finished in 2003. In 2004, I went to work there, and it was only for a short period. Dr. Ramos Horta had asked if I was interested in working as an advisor. He was then the Foreign Affairs and Cooperation Minister.
Mm-hmm.
And I considered it because, you know, I never had any plans to leave home or anything like that. And I said, yeah, for a short time, because there are a lot of Australians who were there contributing to nation building. You know, there was sort of the military effort, the policing effort, and also the civilian and governance effort. You know, I was part of that.
So you got a bit of a, it seems like you have a bit of a legal background and a bit of a background in human rights activity.
Yeah, and that was very helpful. Also government, you know, in various levels of experience across government and governance. And that was all obviously relevant to working in capacity building, you know, working in the ministry, setting up systems and procedures to make sure the workflow, you know, all the basic things that need to be done that we sometimes take for granted.
Yeah, so you had some experience here in Australia in working in governance, and
yes.
Can you talk a little bit about where that came from?
Well, I'd worked in community organisations for a long time, either running them as an executive officer, where I had staff and programs and had to manage budgets, you know, and have to develop systems and procedures, all those things. I had worked at short periods in the bureaucracy. Very short periods, but I had worked in them and also worked with them a lot through community work, and then 8 years in the New South Wales Parliament you know, being a lawmaker and all the other things that you do as a parliamentarian.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was a nice, but, you know, a background with teaching as well in community settings and adult education, TAFE, and lots of manual work as well. So,
okay.
All relevant.
And Jose Ramos-Horta obviously picked up on this. Can you talk about when you first met him?
Yes, I can. I had met him, I'd seen him at a function in Sydney some years ago in the 90s. You know, not really met him, but then in 1997, Justice Dowd and I co-hosted a lunch to celebrate him getting his Nobel Peace Prize. He got the Nobel Peace Prize in 1996. And we thought, well, you know, he's a Sydney resident, lives in Liverpool with his mother. And, you know, we don't have too many Sydney residents with Nobel Peace Prizes.
Yeah.
So we hosted a luncheon, and that was through the International Commission of Jurists, which the Justice Dowd, you know, chair of, and I've always been a member of. So we co-hosted that, and that was when I really formally, like, got to know him.
Mm-hmm.
And then got to know him a lot after that, and that was just a couple of years before the popular consultation. And I just, you know, did a lot of work with him, but with other Timorese leaders as well, and, you know, yeah. People, activists in the community.
Okay, and then you ended up working with him for, what, how long?
3.5 years.
My God. Yeah.
My God.
That's a long stretch.
It was. I used to say to him, no, I have to go home, because I used to come home every couple of months, so, you know, I was always well in touch with home, and it's, you know, not that far away. And, you know, still, you know, listen to Australia radio and, you know, read the local papers online when the internet worked, which is a problem. And so I'd say to him, I've got to go home, got to go home. And he'd say, yeah, okay, just stay a little bit longer.
Yeah.
And eventually I said, no, I have to go.
Yeah, yeah. No,
as much as I loved being there, and, you know, it was a wonderful experience. It was, and it was a very enriching experience on a deeply human level, but also on a very practical level in terms of the skills that I developed.
Yeah, I know Jose can be very persuasive.
He's very persuasive. And he says things like, you know, I tell you, you know. And no, I tell you, I'm going.
So okay.
He's very persuasive. Good person.
Yes, of course. And how and why did you stop working with him? Or?
Well, it was always my intention to be there for a short time.
Mm.
And it just strung out. And then I was back home. I went back and, you know, there was a crisis, and I stayed for that period because by that time the Defence Forces had arrived, the Australian Defence Forces and the Australian Police, and I ended up in the position of being the liaison officer with, you know, from the government and Ramaswamy with them, and so I stayed a bit longer.
But this was in 2006, was it?
That was 2006, yes.
Yeah. Oh, that would have been a very difficult time to be in, you know, close to the people in the positions of power.
It was a challenging time. I kept my focus on the people and their needs. That was, you know, my job, and to, you know, advise Dr. Ramaswamy, and just kept focused on the people. And that made the job easier.
Mm.
You know, the people wanted security, they needed food security, you know, things like that. And he was just very responsive.
Yeah. Oh, yes, Janelle. And I suppose, you know, the events of last week are very upsetting and very disturbing.
Mm-hmm.
We wish Jose a speedy recovery.
Oh, look, I'm with what the doctors are saying and his family, with whom I'm in touch at the hospital. You know, I'm confident of his, well, they're confident of his full recovery. And yes, I was, you know, obviously very proud to be here and, you know, humbled in Parliament my first week and representing the people of Page. And, you know, I was equally like on the day, you know, devastated to hear what had happened. But, you know, I took strength with, I was thinking, how would he react, you know, and he'd say, go forward, do your job, get on with it.
Yeah. Okay, good on you, Janelle. Good on you, and thanks very much for talking to Community Radio, TuneIn FM and Latin Radical.
Thank you. Thanks, Warwick.
Okay.
Bye. A la vida.